As the old saying goes, life is short and so was Hervé Villages. But that's neither here nor there. The truth is, life is filled with big moments, even bigger questions. And I want to tell you about a brand new podcast that tackles those very ideas. It's called Life is Short with Justin Long. And it features actor Justin Long sitting down with some of the world's funniest people, from show business and pop culture figures to names in the news. Justin covers it all with probing questions, thoughtful commentary, and plenty of laughs. To be truthful about it, the show is way more entertaining than you probably deserve. So join Justin as he delves deep into the minds of his guests, including Dax Shepard, actor-comedian Tony Hale, and actor Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, I love Neil Patrick Harris. Next to Edward Everett Horton, he's my favorite three-named actor. So, check out this preview of Life is Short with Justin Long. And while you're listening, do yourself a favor and subscribe to Life is Short wherever you listen to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. Or find a link in the episode's notes. Do I have to do everything for you people? Enjoy.
Have you ever heard about somebody who hates your face?
No, because I'm not famous.
So this one guy hates my face so much that he wrote about it. His name's Mark. That's all I know about him. And he wrote a review for the book Less Than Zero. And this is his review. 1 star. Some books are like the face of Justin Long. This is a highly punchable face. Don't you just want to punch that smug look right off his corny face? It is a face born for being stomped into the ground.
Ugh.
I hate Justin Long. Although I loved him in the last few seconds of Jeepers Creepers, he was perfect for the role of gutted horror victim.
It's amazing that he got to the end of Jeepers Creepers hating you so much.
That's a good point.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
From Wondery, this is Life is Short with Justin Long. I'm your host, Justin Long.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Doo-doo-doo-doo-shaboo.
I'm here with my brother, Christian.
Hello.
People might be surprised to learn this. We have the same parents.
Same mother and father.
Yeah. Our father put the same genetic material into our mother.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy that that's how we all start from this like weird explosion of like ecstasy?
And then people get like baptismal gifts and like wrapped in pink and it's all like dressed up fancy, but it starts like sweaty and aggressive
they
and crazy.
They treat it so sacred and like anointing these little like babies with oil, and it all started with like, oh fuck, oh God.
And that's how we're here, yeah, well, America.
And now we have a podcast because of that little explosion. Well, I'll tell you who stopped listening. Definitely our father, probably our mother. This is a weekly show, a weekly interview show. We're going to be talking to actors, musicians, thinkers, mutes. We're going to have a lot of mutes on.
And mimes.
And, yeah, mimes. We're going to really get into it with mimes. We want to know how they get the most out of life, really, because as we established, life is short.
Yeah, and we want to ask bigger questions like, you know, what's your favorite emoji, let's say?
And speaking of emojis, do you believe in God? Stuff like that. But our guest today is Neil Patrick Harris. Neil's somebody that we've both known for a long time and always had fun with. Neil's one of the most playful, interesting, curious people I've ever known. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the world of drag. Neil and his husband, David, have a documentary coming out called Wig, which is all about Wigstock, which is a cultural movement that's been happening for many years in New York. And so I hope you guys enjoy my conversation with Neil Patrick Harris. Ooh. I hang out with only adorable guys.
Yeah.
That's the one requirement.
It's so warm in here.
Good for you.
Too soon.
But you strike me as somebody who, I can't imagine, and Christian and I often say this, that it's a rare combination to be confident and not douchey. You know, you have that, you possess that, you are known by every, I mean, you're very, now you have a recognizable face. So how does that, again, not a good thing or a bad thing, I'm sure that came with its own frustrations, but what were the bonuses of that, and what were the limitations?
Back then?
Yeah, yeah.
I could get into clubs, really,
yeah.
in LA without any kind of fake ID or anything.
And did you do that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would flirt with Drew Barrymore's mom.
Oh, really? You flirted with Jade?
Yeah, we'd flirt with Jade to get into the club.
Oh, yes. Are you being serious?
Super serious, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you must
I did way more partying when I was 19 and 20 than I had a fake ID. My friend Chuck got me a good fake ID over in downtown LA. Uh-huh. It was like $50. Very exciting. I didn't need it because I was a kid on a TV show, and I think it was it's like when Webster would come in, you know, right. Emmanuel Lewis right. would be in the corner. I was like, yeah, there's Neil Patrick Harris over in that side. Who would let me in to think I didn't look like I was 21 until I was about 34.
Right, yeah, you were a young
kid. I was a young looking kid.
What was your fake ID name?
No, it was my own name. Real name.
Okay.
It was Thunderbolt Harris. Okay, so weird.
MD. Hey, why three names? Did you ever think about just Neil Harris?
There was another Neil Harris.
Oh, there was?
In the Screen Actors Guild.
Okay. Do you, speaking of the drag circuit, is drag queen an appropriate word, still drag queen?
Queen, yeah. Queen's great.
Queen's great.
I say like it.
Yeah, like, no,
I don't perform drag for a living, but I think queens are fine.
Do you remember that bar on First and First called Waikiki Wally's?
No.
Waikiki Wally's was like a tiki bar right next door to that karaoke drag bar called Lucky Chang's.
Oh, cool.
Lucky Chang's. And the first time I ever said I was an actor out loud was at Lucky Chang's. We would go,
cool.
You get all liquored up. You'd have a zombie, one of those like drinks they pour all the everything into and the flaming. And then you'd go through the kitchen to Lucky Chang's. And I was doing a show with Ed, the show Ed that
nice.
you did an episode of. And we were all there. And we hadn't been on the air yet, and the hostess for the show was Anita Cocktail.
No.
And she was just surly and fierce, and I signed up, and I went up to sing, and she goes, "You're cute, honey. What's your name?" And I said, it's Justin. And she goes, "And what do you do for a living?" And I said, well, and I looked at my castmates, and I was like, I'm an actor. And she goes, "So am I, dear. I'm an actress. So what restaurant do you work at?" And I said, "Well, you know, I don't work at a restaurant anymore. I'm actually an actor, just an actor." And she goes, "Yeah, and where else do you work?" And I said, I don't, I got really nervous. And she said, "You know what? I have a friend who refuses to say that he's an actor, and he refuses to say what restaurant he works at, and I'm an actress, and I work here, and I'm proud of it, and you should be too." And she tossed me the microphone.
Oh, that's a great introduction.
Yeah, and I had to go,
did you crush it?
Jesse is a friend. Oh, it's been, and she's just staring daggers at me off. But that, okay, quick question, speaking of.
Short questions.
Yeah. What is your most commonly used emoji on your phone?
Oh, probably the rose emoji. My mother and I, when we text each other, always end with a double rose or multiple roses. It's just like our sort of thing.
That's
I also
really
like
sweet.
The eggplant and the sure. three water drops.
And you get the cherries in front of that, and you get the whole package.
Oh, or a peach.
Or a peach, yeah.
Depending on.
Yeah, or they were just a nice face after the water drops.
Oh,
depending on what you want
yeah,
to
there's
say.
Also yeah, there's yeah. the
or this guy.
Eggplant and then the three water drops and then there's sort of the smiley face, but it's like dripping down the side of the mouth. So that's
the
great trifecta.
The facial emoji.
Facial emoji is my favorite.
Or this one. if you could, this is not a short one maybe, but if you could give 20-year-old, speaking of that guy back in that room who was like trying to figure it out with his male friends, if you could give him advice now, 20-year-old Neil, about anything, but like really solid advice, you sit him down for like 30 seconds, what would you say?
Oh, wow. That's a really cool question.
I bet you want to know what Neil said next. Well, you're going to have to listen to the rest of my interview with Neil and with lots of other guests. And to do that, just subscribe to Life is Short on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. Shaboo.